share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. The cabinet decided not to raise electricity tariffs for more than 9 million domestic consumers, said Datuk Seri Ismail Sabri Yaqub. Following that, as reported by Barita Harian, the Prime Minister said, the government decided to continue providing subsidies of more than RM 700 million so that domestic consumers are not affected. On January 9, the Ministry of Energy and Natural Resources stated the revision of electricity tariffs, which triggered various reactions among the public who generally thought that there would be an increase. The perception was reinforced by the minister's statement, Datuk Seri Taqiyuddin Hassan, that the new tariff for the next 3 years does not burden the people, apart from providing specific benefits to almost 85% of the 9 million domestic account holders nationwide. Taqiyuddin said the country's electricity tariff rate for the period 2022 to 2024 will be implemented soon after discussions with the cabinet were held 6 times on the matter. The total number of electricity consumers nationwide is estimated at 9 million, with 85% of them being domestic consumers, while the rest are commercial and industrial consumers. Also read, Air Asia Group BHD changes name to Capital ABHD to reflect new core business strategy. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.